Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got the Power Up, which we do every Thursday at 12:40. So we'll have our power rankings as we go around the NFL. Do that in a little while. I do think the biggest, I mean, look, we go around the Yankees, around the diamond, what they would do. I do think the biggest question mark is going to be what they do with Volpe. Like, do you have, there are other issues. You can say, all right, they're going to bring Bellinger back. Sure, whatever. How are you going to configure the outfield? Shortstop is such a huge thing. Volpe's such a young kid and under contract. Like, that's a major decision. For Cashman to be doubling and tripling down on Volpe to where we're at now with Anthony Volpe,
yep.
Like, what do you do with him? There's probably zero trade value, right?
Yeah, he's at his lowest trade.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure somebody would take him, but you're not getting anything of value back.
No, which is why you wouldn't trade him.
Right, because you're giving up a player with potential and under control.
Yeah.
Can you justify running him back out there again to start the year next year?
If he earns it. What I don't think you can justify anymore is having Anthony Volpe show up in Tampa in February as the unquestioned starting shortstop.
Right.
We're past that. Like, there's got to be at least some movement in a direction where, and listen, maybe it's Caballero, who's obviously under control and under,
I mean,
you know, no, I'm saying at least he's on the roster. Yeah. I mean, before
Caballero, I love him coming off the bench. I think that makes you, he's an elite bench player. His speed, his versatility.
I'm not saying it's the answer. I'm not saying Caballero's a starting shortstop on a World Series team. I'm not saying that at all. But, like, even before Caballero got here, there was nothing even remotely viable enough to push Volpe like Caballero theoretically could. So you create a competition. You go old school, and you got to earn it. This is still okay in sports, you know? It's still okay to show up and outperform the other guy. And if you do, then you get to play. And if you don't, then you get to sit. So I really think that at this point, Sal, everything's going to be on the table. And I think, at least with this, the Yankees will be smart enough to know that. Now, they might say we believe in them, and on some levels, they probably still do. I do not think under any circumstance that we are sitting here in February and it's Volpe. There's no doubt. Nobody else. That's number one. And I also think that if he looks that way next year, he's in the minors. I think that they would finally do that.
Yeah, I mean, it might be too little too late.
It could be.
At this point. But if your plan is then, all right, we'll still give Volpe a shot, then that means you're not going out and getting a big shortstop.
Unless you want to trade Jazz and punt Volpe over to second.
That's,
and then get Bichette.
Well, now we're talking.
Now we're
getting to a different realm.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit me, by the way.
Yes.
Who's to say the Yankees maybe couldn't trade for Francisco Lindor? I mean, that's obviously.
I mean, who would you even want? I mean, forget about the money. Suspend the reality, like the roadblocks of money. Who would you even want?
Ben Rice? That's a quick answer.
That's a starting point. Yeah. Obviously, you're going to have to get more than
but
Ben
you're
Rice.
You're taking off the money.
Yeah.
I mean, Lindor, for the Yankees trying to win now when Aaron Judge. Now, this is just a total hypothetical.
Imagine if he's my shortstop after all that stuff. Hey, what a lefty hitter, man. Let's go.
Think about it this way, though. So to your point, unless they move him to second, and then that would be a big change because then you'd be moving on from Jazz, which I'm fine with.
Me too.
But that's a big move. McMahon, also under contract.
Two more years, $16 million a year. I'm fine with that. Oh. But you got to get a few more sticks with contact because he's a swing and miss guy and he's going to hit 225.
But therein lies the problem. Like, you've got guys under contract.
Mm-hmm.
That, not that they're going to be impossible to move, but what do you do with them?
Well,
are we sure? Like, would you rather have McMahon as your third baseman or Bregman?
I mean, of course, I'd rather have Bregman.
Okay, but so then what do you do with my man? Just dump him, cut him, whatever? I mean,
can you? I don't think Bregman could play short. Last call, no, I'm not putting him there. In a pinch, short, like a little weekend series if somebody's banged up. No, he's not playing shortstop at this age every night. I think it's a little overstated. I don't know what they'll do, but I think it's overstated how little flexibility the Yankees have. Think about this. Goldschmidt gone, so you can do whatever you want at first base. You can let Ben Rice work all winter
and
become functional.
They're gonna do.
Me too. You could trade Jess, and he's not even making massive money. He's going to arbitration. Yeah. So I think he's probably going to be in that $13 to $15 million threshold,
and
which
he'll
is
have
good
value.
Yeah, no question. But you can move on from him. Volpe's making peanuts. So now he's got to play better, but the money, so that's not a deterrent. So the urgency's not quite there. Wells is not making a lot of money. You could let Bellinger go if you wanted to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do I don't think they do, and I certainly wouldn't. Grisham, goodbye. You're not going to bring him back. Judge is the man.
Maybe sign Real Muto, right-handed hitting catcher, to compliment.
I think he's
Wells
done as a hitter. Oh, that's different. Okay,
yeah,
okay, that's a little different.
Well, I'm not saying you got to be the everyday catcher, but he's a veteran.
Or let Wells DH as a lefty and let Real Muto catch. He's a better catcher.
Whatever, that's what I'm saying. So just like they need a, Susan just mentioned it.
The righty stick.
Yeah.
I know they did.
And I would like a high character guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could assign a veteran right-handed catcher. Real Muto's as good as it gets. I know he's not prime Real Muto.
No,
but
he can run a little bit. He's got a little pop. Do you think, listen, we could say and we could exchange ideas and this will keep going on and then eventually the Mets will be coming into the conversation about their offseason. So we'll do it all for you. Sal and I have a blast with this for the next couple of months. But no matter what we say, do you think that the Yankees are, this is the money question?
I don't think they're thinking, I think that, I don't know this. I would bet that they're like, no, Jazz, we love Jazz. We're good with Jazz. Oh, we like McMahon at third base, and our defense is going to be better. We have him for a full year in Yankee Stadium. He'll hit 25, 30 home runs.
Yeah, which he probably will, but he probably stay at 220.
I don't know what they're thinking about Volpe, but I would bet that there's no way they're going to trade him because the value is squat right now.
Yep.
They're probably not going to go out and sign a big shortstop. I mean, I don't know. I think they're thinking maybe Lombard, maybe more Dominguez, maybe Spencer Jones. I think that's the realm that the Yankees are thinking. Bellinger does have to be back. I would assume that that's the case.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I would not think that it's going to be major change. Why would I think it's going to be major changes when it hasn't been?
That's true. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal, and I didn't in real time. It bothered me. We talked about, maybe not sprinting the first couple of steps, and then Jazz, whatever. Before that, with the interview with his back turned to the reporters, which was completely amateur hour and childish. But I did not think there was an issue with Boone and Jazz, and I don't really think that there's necessarily an issue. But I got to tell you, I'm watching the press conference last night, Boone, post game. And one thing about Aaron is that he protects his players, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes to a fault where people get annoyed at that, where be a little more real. Like, all right, you went 0-for-4, but you didn't have he just makes it seem sometimes better than it really is. But that's also him insulating and protecting players, which is a strength. But last night when he was talking about Jazz and he was asked about that play, he didn't give him the parachute cord. He said, you got to make that play. You got to catch the ball.
Good. He's right.
Which tells me, I think that for him to say that and kind of go against his usual MO, I think the Yankees could be done with Jazz. Honestly, internally and inwardly, I think they might be fed up. And he's a good player. but I don't think he's incredibly reliable.
He's a talented athlete. He's a talented player.
Yeah, maybe a better way to say it. Yeah, I know where you're going.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he's bad. Like, we talked about this. We were texting about this last night. Like, he's got electric talent, which is, you know, that's what, wow, look at that speed and look at that skill. To me, I don't know if I'd say good player. I would say a losing player with not the right mindset. I don't even care about the yawning nonsense, but just the whole total package. He's a little bit of a better version of Gleyber Torres to me, as far as the talent goes. 30 homers, 30 steals. Gleyber didn't have offensively. Gleyber, I would trust as a better player, but just overall, Jazz more athletic, more exciting player to watch. I think those similar vein to Gleyber, where I just look at him as a player that's not all there.
The difference, though, with Gleyber versus Jazz, and this is where the evaluation gets a little tough, is that Jazz flies, man.
That's what I'm saying.
The stress that he puts on defense and when he's locked in. I'm going to give you an old name from the Knicks, and I'm going to give you a comparison here, and very similar. And it's ironic because the player I'm about to mention, number one, I love, but and he went on to do good things and became a winner. But when he was here, he was sloppy, even though he was fun. To me, Jazz is a young Jamal Crawford. You know, Jazz out and Jamal.
I never loved Crawford. I mean,
What I'm saying. Yeah, and, right. He was fun, but he didn't win. To your point, you said Jazz not a winner. Yeah. I don't disagree. You know, Jamal was always like yo-yoing with the showboat dribble and jacking up 20-something shots.
Highly skilled.
He'd get some points, but he'd shoot 41% overall, 32% from downtown. In a lot of ways, so like when Jamal would look good, he would look amazing. When Jazz looks good, Jazz looks amazing. What about the other times when you just got to make the basic play? I don't trust him.
Or put the bat on the ball in a big spot, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.